Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Don't Tucker do and Rich, that. Weekday morning, 6 to 10.
That was horribly uncomfortable.
Tucker and Rich, mornings.
It was all taken out of context.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Somewhere Eckersley is just, now he might not even listen to the radio station. He's bumping his head because he knows it's getting played somewhere.
And he feels the presence.
Yeah, he's just like, I know somewhere, baby, they're playing my song. All right, Rich, a lot of listeners reached out with this, and
well, because they know that we are the experts. Like, we are the ones who ultimately judge in a case like this.
Yes, we tell it like it is. We're impartial.
Mm-hmm. Very impartial.
Yep.
We do not lean towards one way or the other.
Certainly
unlike
not.
The person in this clip. It's time to go to fart court.
All right.
In which the three of us judge whether or not a personality, whether it be on TV or the radio.
One of these was reported in the paper.
Well, we'll get to that. Whether they indeed.
Oh, the outrage of some writers about that. Oh, man.
Whether they indeed farted while performing their broadcasting duties. And so in this case, we go to a gentleman who has fallen asleep on the air. A guy who sometimes just doesn't even pay attention and answers a question from a caller that wasn't even asked. A guy that seems to be old enough to where usually you're at the age where sometimes it can happen and you don't even acknowledge it.
It's called my dad. All right, so is this the quicker one or the longer one?
It's the first one, which is, should be shorter.
Okay.
So Mike Francesa of WFAN, let's go to fart court.
I don't usually make rash decisions with coaches. I try to be reasonable. I understand what their livelihood is. I understand how much time they put into it. I've been around a lot of coaches. I understand how much work they put into this, especially NFL head coaches. But when you cannot function...
The best is to breath in for the anticipation.
He definitely breathes in, and there's a slight lean.
Yeah, he breathes in, like, to get to his power. Like, you know, power lifters, how they'll get, like, all the air in their lungs?
They gather themselves.
Right.
Well, no, you got it just to get it out.
Yeah.
He's like a power pusher.
I don't usually make rash decisions with coaches. I try to be reasonable. I understand what their livelihood is. I understand how much time they put into it. I've been around a lot of coaches. I understand how much work they put into this, especially NFL head coaches. But when you cannot function, when you're not functioning as a franchise, that's when you have to make a change.
Now, like always, we'll have to slow it down.
When you cannot function.
Okay, what say you, Fred Toucher? Fart or no fart?
I'm saying that that I rule that that was indeed a fart.
I have to say.
The evidence suggests that there was a deep breath followed by a what they would refer to in court as a squeaker.
Now, this
when
is...
When you cannot function.
Yes. Now, this is one of the few times where the aftermath is even better than the fart itself. Because somehow this made headlines in the New York Daily News. an article that came out, and later on in the show, this was brought to Mike Francesa's attention.
I did not know that. Yes. That's awesome. Yeah.
As I said, the fart's one thing. But then it's brought to his attention. And I'm sure you can only predict how this is going to go.
Can you? He's going to argue about farts. Should I predict what he's going to do or just let it play?
I think you let it play.
Because I can predict everything he's going to do. He's going to shame the newspaper, and then he's going to get into a long, drawn-out thing about how he didn't fart. And this is the way that media reports news nowadays. This is news? This is news? I mean, come on. First of all, I didn't fart. Second of all, this is news?
You know, I just wanted to know what your thoughts were. The Daily News came out with an article that you ripped a fart. I just want to know your point on what you...
What are you talking about? I mean, I don't know what... You're just a moron. I mean... Now, Mons, what are you sending me a headline that says what? They actually wrote a headline that said that?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait a second. I'm going to read the headline. Mike Francesa appears to rip fart while ripping Adam Gase.
Just brilliant writing.
I saw that article and I'm like, what the hell's going on?
When you cannot function.
I mean, that might be my favorite sound clip of the year.
Because anyone else would just be like, yeah, I ripped a fart. Like any guy.
Oh, yeah, right. Anyway, sure.
Yeah, like.
But not Mike Francesa.
No, why don't you just go, yeah?
And by the way, this article is glorious.
I read the article.
It's glorious.
And by the way, headline says ripped a fart.
It says ripped, and he read it. Just let it right here then.
Wait a second. I'm going to read the headline. Mike Francesa appears to rip fart while ripping Adam Gase. Now, here's the thing. The five-minute morning, which Anthony tapes in the morning, first of all, it didn't happen. It's a complete lie, which Daily News lies all the time. Secondly...
Fake news.
Of course.
Secondly, Anthony has to tape that and put it up. If we had something happen, why would we put it up? It's not on live. It's actually something we tape and put up. So we would never put it up. It's not up live, you morons. So if that ever happened, we would stop tape. It would never happen. It's a complete, I swear on my kid's life, it's a fabrication.
All right, well, his kids better be a little concerned.
If I ever farted in the middle of doing something, we would not put that online. I would never fart in the first place.
But what's funny is that, like, it's obviously happened before.
Right. I mean, by the way, for a guy who didn't know that anyone was writing about this, he was pretty quick to know exactly when they were talking about.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, he knew immediately when they were talking about. I mean,
Mike Francesa appears to rip fart while ripping Adam Gase. When you cannot function.
So he continues, Fred.
Yes. Well, you got to defend yourself.
And by the way, good for you. I mean, so far, you're batting 1,000.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then he's going to say how immature it is and everything else.
Shows you should never believe anything that these morons write. They stoop to a lot of levels. That just shows you. We tape those every morning. Anthony turns them around. Okay? They're not done live. If we had something happen that we weren't happy with, we can stop it, we can do it over, and Anthony can edit it. So it's not live. So why would that ever happen? First of all, it would never happen, number one. Secondly, how would you... So you're telling me you heard the noise?
He's actually analyzing, bringing CSI fart. Can we get them in here now?
He's desperately, like, he's come on the air without all the facts straight.
I know, he's like, I love it. He's like trying to shoot this down with every angle that he can find.
Yeah.
Did you actually hear the fart? I would never fart. I'm someone who does not fart.
First of all, that would never happen. I've complete control of my gas.
We would edit out the fart.
Which you know has happened before. And he's also, you know, given daggers to, like, the producers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just to show you the garbage that these guys write, it's, you know, really, it's not worth picking the paper up. And if to pay for the paper, if you have to pay for that thing now, that rag, you shouldn't even think of it, folks, because there is not one kernel of truth about that on any time. Anthony, did that happen this morning?
No, he's asking his poor producer whether he farted.
Is that a kernel of truth to it? Freudian.
About that on any time. Anthony, did that happen this morning? Look, shaking his head. No, of course it didn't happen. I mean, my God, there's no chance that would ever happen, number one. Number two, if something ever happened accidentally, we would stop the tape and start over, which we have the ability to do at any moment. It's not live, you morons. There is not one iota of truth in that. Now, I wouldn't waste my time going after them for something like that. And I don't even know that I could prove damages, because I don't think it's damaging.
Just a- He's thinking of suing the Daily News for saying that he might have farted.
Maybe they'd fly us in for a fire court session.
The experts, Your Honor, we've compiled all the evidence. I mean, you're right, Fred. Any human being, any male human being outside of Mike Francesco, yeah, probably, yeah.
No, you'd say yeah, you farted, or if you were crazy, you wouldn't bring it up.
Oh, yeah.
You would laugh. You would, A, probably laugh your ass off. And second of all, if you're not that kind of person, why would you even talk about
it? No, I would say, all right, you know, get the tape. Or just, I'm not going to talk about it.
I mean, I farted recently that was audible onto the mic.
That is true.
It was by accident. I didn't expect the mic to pick it up. But I'll admit to that.
That poor producer, he's getting fired today.
Monzo's been with him for how many years?
No, it's not Monzo that tapes it.
Okay.
Going after them for something like that. And I don't even know that I could prove damages, because I don't think it's damaging. Just, you know what? It's. I wouldn't even comment except somebody brought it up on the show. So when the president unfortunately talks fake news, he's not lying. And that...
This is tantamount...
I mean, you nailed it.
This is... The fart gate is tantamount to impeachment inquiries. I mean, both are going through such similar situations. Trump with the whole Ukraine situation and the Giuliani issue, and Francesca with the phantom fart. Fake news.
So when the president unfortunately talks fake news, he's not lying. And that, I can tell you right now, you can ask Anthony, never happened. So it just shows you how ridiculous that is. Listen to it for yourself, okay? There's nothing on there that even, I mean, if they put that, something like that in, they created it themselves. Because it never, ever happened. I swear my kids, it never happened.
Okay, can you guess how long he denied farting on yesterday's show?
How, over, under...
And how long? That was an edit, and it was all in one break. How long?
6 minutes.
Oh. 6.5.
I was going to say higher.
6.5 minutes. And to that, I would like to tell the court, he who denied it supplied it.
And the more
you cannot function.
He was going to sue the Daily News for saying that he farted on the air.
The Daily News came out with an article that you ripped a fart.
It didn't happen. It's a complete lie.
I mean, I need to give a big round of applause to whoever got him to read this headline.
Mike Francesco appears to fart while ripping Adam Gase.
I mean... And by the way, the first line of that article in the New York Daily News, you know how like Mike's on is this big, like, it says Mike's butt is on.
We are living in it. Quite a time in journalism. Mike's butt is on?
Mike's butt is on. The radio host appeared to rip a fart while solemnly calling for Adam Gase's firing on Monday.
It's poetry.
Watch the video and judge for yourself. The fart noise comes about 19 seconds in. Francesca vigorously denied the allegations on his show Monday evening, calling the story outrageous. It's saying that his streaming sites are free tapes, so he'd never let something like that get posted. Quote, I try to be reasonable, Mike Francesa said Monday morning. I understand what their livelihood is. I understand how much time they put into it, especially NFL coaches, Francesa said before a long pause. But, in little brackets, deep breath, alleged fart noise. When you cannot function, that's when you have to make a change. Mike Francesa is right, and he gave Gase's job status the exact treatment it deserved.
When you cannot function.
Listen, Francesa is losing it completely. 6.5 minutes talking about if he farted or not.
Mike Francesa appears to fought while ripping Adam Gase.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Sports Hub.
I can't believe he did that.
Rich.
Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Did we figure out who this band was?
Is it like Slade or Sweet or Fox on the Run, I think is the name of the song.
I believe this is Band on the Run, right? Foxy Fox on the Run.
Foxy Sweet, S-W-E-E-T.
You don't often hear the term Fox anymore. By the way, be listening this morning at 7:50 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to see Nick Kroll on his middle-aged boy tour this Friday night at the Chevalier Theater located in convenient Medford. Limited tickets still available at chevaliertheater.com. Now, I believe I'm going to that show, the 7:30 show. I'm a fan of Nick Kroll.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not letting the fact that it's in Medford dissuade me.
Sometimes it can be difficult to navigate. Yes.
I've never been to Medford in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I have very few times been to Medford. Never. I'm getting the thumbs up from Bird. Bird, of course, lives in Everett, another place that I've never journeyed.
Been through.
Oh, he doesn't live in Everett
no
anymore.
More. You better no. make that distinction.
Yes.
He used to live in Malden. Which
where
is right
it? Port of Pines.
Port of Pines.
No, it's Port of Pines.
Not a porta potty. Point. P-O-I. Point of Pines.
Oh, okay. All right. The problem with that is that the room that he has in his parents' house is much smaller.
Mm.
It is not good. There's not a place to display his trinkets.
It's an impetus for him to move out.
So as a social media influencer, John, at Fred Dutcher on Instagram, and but since I've been plugging this, people are very excited. I'm influencing all over the place. The goal is to start being paid for advertising things such as boner pills. But, you know, as a social media influencer, I thought that I should get a little bit more in tune with what the kids are doing. And what do the kids love more than sneaks? Sneakers, right?
Right.
So I'm like, hey, get myself some sneakers.
So you took pictures of yourself going to make the purchase?
No, not yet.
Oh.
No, you're slowly building. And then eventually... you know, the guys that own a bodega or something, well, they'll reach out and they'll go, ah, Freddy, you know, come in. Like, we need you, like $10,000 worth of stuff. But what happened is that I had bought this pair of shoes. I was intoxicated. I bought this pair of shoes. and I have no knowledge of where they were. So I contacted the company, and they were very rude to me, John. They explained, they explained that they were a multi-million-dollar company, and, you know, I wasn't verified on PayPal, and they were very mean to me. So you know what I did?
You returned the shoes.
I never got them.
Oh, okay. I thought you had purchased them.
We're talking about, I mean, expenses.
A lot of money.
We're talking about, you know, well into the six figures. And so, we're not well into the four figures. We're talking thousands of dollars. And so I contacted them, and they were very rude. So what did I do? I turned to Instagram.
Ah.
And I hate to do it, but my first Instagram that I was influencing people on was not to go somewhere.
How many followers do you have?
Let's see here. I have, if you would give me a slight break.
Because I want to see how many people you're influencing, really.
Well, okay. I've just received 15 followers since the... I have 14,000 followers. Now, meanwhile, okay. On Twitter, I have like 80,000.
Right, but you
Twitter,
don't tweet
which I haven't
all.
Used in a year.
Yes.
But I took a picture of my feet, and I said the human foot. You should know this, by the way, that I did this. At Fred Touch, your social media influencer. Okay.
You took a picture of your feet without socks
on. One foot.
One
yes.
foot.
One
yes.
foot.
Yes.
I said the human foot,
yeah.
Capable of so much. You 9-to-5ers, nickel and dimers, use them to walk to and from the latest hamburger shop fad. Me, I use them for many high forms of karate, dance, and ultramarathoning. You know this. I guess you could say my feet are like the paws of a jaguar, like the car I drive between us.
Sure.
Also, don't buy shoes from my sneaker palace. For your feet. They are mean and tell you they are a multi-million-dollar company when you complain you didn't get your shoes. They have millions of followers, but they are probably all robots. Hashtag evening motivation, because sometimes it's morning motivation. Hashtag stick it to the man. And I had to, John, at one time during my conflict with them, I had to tell them they were multi-million-dollar. All I wanted my shoes. I was being cool. I was like, hey, you know, where are my shoes? I ordered these. Back in October, like, mm-hmm. you know, around the 20th, you're not verified. We're going with PayPal. And I said, my PayPal is linked through my Amex card, and my Amex card was charged on the 29th of October. I said, I never got shipping. They said, I don't know. And so I told them, and I mean, very rude, John, very, very rude. So I said to them, I had to say, you know what? Google me. Google me.
And what
see
did they
the
say?
Influence that I have. Oh.
What did they say after that?
Immediately got back to me.
Really?
But by the way, this is all going over someone's iPhone.
Sure.
It said sent from iPhone.
Right.
From everything that I got, which is shady enough. But they said, okay, well, you know, we go through so many orders a day. And if you want to, I can contact PayPal tomorrow. So already my social influence has already taken down one corporation. So
this just seems to me to be an elaborate way of just making sure you were able to post a picture of your foot.
All I wanted was these shoes. That's all I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I wanted. And I don't know where to get these shoes. Now I have people telling me this and that about the company, but I all I wanted was my shoes, and I had to turn. And it's not how I wanted to start. I wanted to start by being paid to talk about something, not to have to resort to attacking a company.
You're like a superhero. You really can only use this power for good. That's the preferred method.
So I'm on the computer, like, doing this thing, and my wife comes home from something, and she starts babbling about something, and I'm like, I'm doing it. I'm in the middle of something. She's like, you're not listening. I go, I'm in the middle of something. I'm communicating with this company, and she didn't understand it.
It's very important, Mom. This is for the greater good.
It's not just me.
It's not my mom. But you're saying it's not just me.
You call your wife Mom?
Greater good of America.
Do you call your wife Mom?
Oh, I thought you said your mother was bothering you, not Stephanie. I didn't hear you correctly.
Did I say Mom?
This is a story back from last week.
Did I say Mom?
I might have heard it wrong. I know people in the other room, feel free to chime in.
I'll chime in.
I thought
you weren't paying attention.
Okay.
It was Fred said Stephanie came
home. That's my fault.
This is like when you called me honey.
I heard what I wanted to hear, Fred.
Now this makes me think about your. Because there are married people Where they where the husband calls the woman in the relationship honey or mommy.
I do not.
All right.
No. Okay. I misheard what you said, but the point still stands. This is for the greater good. You were telling people through your Instagram account not to deal with these people because they did not treat you well.
Yeah, that's all I want. And it's not
for the greater good of
this
country, damn it. Mm-hmm. Is what this is. Not so, just you. You threw yourself on the grenade for the cause. I get it.
Yeah. So, Fred, your first foray into influencing is in a negative way. Is this going to make someone want to have you sponsor?
I would hope so. Okay. I would hope that they would reach out to me and that they would say, hey, you know, do you want a social media? Now, I don't know how to get my messages on Instagram.
Okay.
So, and
if
then
someone
is
reaching out to you.
And
you
yeah. And I think if you click on your messages that all of a sudden they like think they know you. And you can't read everything that's going on, so I'll have to check. It just occurred to me that I might have to check if I'm influencing something.
How many followers do you need to become an official influencer?
I've read as few as 10. No, I've read that 10,000.
Okay.
There you go.
So we're north of there.
Yeah.
So this is it. Let the influencing begin.
But I don't know why I have 76,000 followers on Twitter, but I only have... whatever I said on Instagram.
14,000, you said.
Yeah, like, why is that? I'm active on Instagram. Mm. And I thought no one uses Twitter anymore. Whenever I hear the kids talking about stuff, it's always on Instagram. Well, anyway. All right, we'll talk about the Bruins coming up. I just needed to let people know what's going on as an
influencer. That you wield this power wisely.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you will either A... get someone to come on board and help you influence people to buy their product, or B, scare some companies off should they run afoul of you, that you would use your power to wreck them.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole idea. All right. The Bruins, a tough loss yesterday, and that they did not deserve to win that game despite the crappy overruling of a goal. I mean, Tuukka Rask was about as bad as you could look last night. We'll talk about that here, the headlines.
Sports Hub headlines.
Gordon Hayward has sure looked like his 2018 self this season for the Celtics, and last night he made sure that everybody noticed.
Hayward driving on Thompson, runner from the mid-block, bounces in. Oh, it's Gordon Hayward's night.
Yeah, looked like he was trying to get the contact. He never looked to make another pass then as he has a big.
Gordon Hayward is 11 for 11 inside the three-point line. He's got 26 now, Celtics by 10.
That's Sean Granny and Cedric Maxwell here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Hayward back to his Utah days, shot 17 of 20 from the field on his way to a career high, tying 39 points. Celtics win their fifth in a row, 119-113 in Cleveland. They visit Terry Rozier in Charlotte tomorrow night. As for the Bruins, they had their six-game winning streak snapped in Montreal, 5-4. David Pastrnak scored his league-leading 15th goal of the season early, but with the score tied at 4 in the third period, Bruins had a go-ahead goal disallowed on replay, and then Ben Sherratt snapped the 4-4 tie for the Canadiens. Bruins are in Detroit Friday night, and college football's first playoff rankings of the season were announced last night. Ohio State's number one, followed by LSU, Alabama, and Penn State. LSU goes to Alabama on Saturday afternoon. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by the Commuter Rail. Hop on board this fall and map a brewery tour, visit the zoo, take a hike, or see a game. Kids 11 and under always ride free, and don't forget $10 weekends. Plan your trip at mbta.com/massbytrain and get tickets on the mTicket app. I'm John Wallach on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 8 o'clock.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestfording.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Boston's home for sports. 98.5.
Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I get up thinking about this song and start singing.
I know. It's hard to avoid.
I mean, it's in my head when I wake up in the morning.
Sup, so, Sarge here.
Sup, so, Sarge here. Yeah. All right, last night again, and not to belabor the point, but the Bruins lost. I turned over to the Celtics, which I am reticent to do.
Hey, now.
I know.
How about that?
I turned
that,
over.
No, hold on. Stop the presses. That's the upset of the morning.
I turned over to the Celtics. I was that annoyed by the Bruins.
Okay.
Rask was absolutely terrible. They did not deserve to win that game. And the argument that you had to go 3 minutes for the offsides is a good point. But I'm not even mad about it. I mean, if Rask is going to play that poorly... Now, what I got out of that game is Bjork can play. I love Charlie Coyle.
Yep.
And, you know, there's a lot of positives. That second line is starting to get it together. DeBrusk looked good last night. The second line looked good.
Marchand got held pointless.
Yes.
Okay? And that top line accounted for one goal. And you still got four, and you should have had five.
Yes.
This team... For I guess you could call it a weakness, but it's not, because they have one of the best records in the National Hockey League, and they're extraordinarily top heavy. But they got a lot of secondary scoring last night. That's good news.
Yes, and I think that's got to be a trend that continues, because there's no way throughout a season they're going to be that cold lines 2 through 4. I mean, it's just not going to happen.
Well, the question is, do you believe that? Not so much a second line, because you know Krejci can do it, and you know DeBrusque has shown flashes, but do you think the third and fourth lines are without any pop at all?
Well, I like the fourth line because they're incredibly physical.
Right, contribute when you need them to, that on the other end of the ice?
I mean, what do you...
Corrali had a nice goal last night.
Yeah, I mean, what do you want out of your fourth line in terms of scoring?
A little bit, but they haven't contributed much at all.
No. They have not, but I mean, but the thing is that what you want in terms of the fourth line, and I think that what they bring to the table right now is pretty beneficial. I mean, they're incredibly physical.
When Billy Jaffe was in here last week, I asked him, "Do you think Bjork's the goods? Because boy, he will really help if he stays." Did I say the wrong thing?
No, it's something.
Oh, it's something else. You rolled your eyes like, oh, he just something said
no,
really it, douchey.
It,
Wallach.
No,
nice
no,
job.
It was something in the other room.
Okay, so. If Bjork can play, that helps everything.
Yes.
That moves a lot of pieces in other places where they need to go. If Bjork can stay up here and score, what, 15?
Yeah.
That helps a ton. Yes. And we saw flashes of it before he got hurt last year. You know, we saw it in the preseason. I mean, you thought he could play, and then he got hurt, and that turned into a lost year. But if he can stay... I mean, if he can stay with the big club and produce 10 to 15 goals, that will help a lot for this team. This team specifically. The third line specifically.
And by the way, people just hate Senishin. They just hate him.
Why do they hate Senishin?
Senishin, whatever.
Senishin. Sorry, I always get it right. Well, Senishin. Why do they hate him?
Because he struggled in Providence, and because he played, what, two games last year? And
he's a first round. And the other part of it is he's a first round pick. He got taken right after DeBrusk.
But Ty Anderson made a good point that I think he said Marchand played 100 games in Providence and then was a non factor when he first came up.
But he wasn't a first round pick. And I think that has something to do with it. I mean, in a row, you took Zboril, DeBrusk, and Senishin. And only one of those guys has come up and done anything.
Yeah.
That's middle of the first round now. 13, 14, 15, if I remember
right.
Well,
that was the draft where you go, why, what the hell are they doing?
Well,
I remember where I was when they made those picks.
Yeah.
I was in Detroit.
Well, the thing was, you remember what Sweeney wanted to do was trade those three and go higher, and there were no takers.
Yes.
So he had to take all three picks.
Which is unreal. That they couldn't have done anything with those middle picks. I mean, I remember where I was when they did that. I was under the assumption you could have just unloaded something. And I think they panicked.
I don't even think that they, I don't think they were prepared for that scenario.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that they went into that draft with any kind of idea that they were going to take those three picks in a row. And that it took them by surprise and that they had to cram. I mean, like, how much time do you have in the NHL draft? Like, when you don't get to make the trade.
Yeah.
I mean, you're sitting there for like an hour and you don't know what's going on?
I'm trying to remember, and Dan reminded me that I think the target was Noah Hanifin, who played for BC.
Right.
And Hanifin has turned into a decent defenseman.
Yes.
And he got taken fifth. So I think...
Oh, that's right. They did want Hanifin.
They wanted to trade up to five to get Hanifin. And Carolina said, nope. And Connor McDavid, Jack Eichel, and Mitch Marner were taken in the top four ahead of Hanifin, by the way.
All right. Bob, go ahead.
How you doing? Hey, I was wondering the status on Kevin Miller. I knew he was back practicing the end of October, and they said he was ready to go. Is it just not a roster spot for him?
No, there's a roster spot for him. It's going to be huge when he comes back. But he is skating, and he is practicing. He's practicing now. He's not just skating. And when you know, there's a roster spot for him when he comes back. That's like getting that's like making a deadline trade.
I hope so. I mean, I think he's going to help these young defensemen. You know, and this, with his physicality, he's just going to change the dynamic of the third and fourth line. He could really make a difference very, very quickly. Like you say, it is like making a mid-season trade when he comes back on the ice. And I'm just hoping he hasn't lost a step with that injury. That's a nasty injury. So, you know, I wish him the best, but let's hope they can fit him in somewhere.
Yeah, he's been gone for an awful long time.
By the way, I'm looking at the people taken after those three that Sweeney took that year. And Brock Besser, who is a 30 or 40 goal scorer for Vancouver. Matthew Barzal, who had a very good rookie year for the New York Islanders. Ottawa Shabbat, the defenseman. He's an all-star. Connors.
Shabbat, something that you don't celebrate.
That's right. Kyle Connor.
Even though you grew up as a Jew, you refuse to celebrate that.
And Kyle Connor, who is skating on the top line in Winnipeg with Blake Wheeler.
By the way, when Miller comes back, Clifton's out of there.
I agree with that, but I like Clifton. He's too up and down. I understand that. And he was called out last night by Bruce Cassidy for not playing his game. But I think Clifton's an NHL caliber defenseman.
I like him on the ninth floor.
And in the playoffs, he wasn't bad in the playoffs when he was pressed into duty last year.
That's not exactly high praise.
Well, but in the playoffs, as a young kid getting tossed in there out of necessity, I thought he was fine.
Yeah, but I think Miller in for Clifton is again,
yeah, it gives gives you toughness you didn't have back there before. Yes.
Right, and it gives you an experienced defenseman that's going to end up helping. So, yeah. All right. Well, I wasn't heartbroken when they made that call. I know how ridiculous it is. I don't know why offsides is that big a deal. I don't know why a skate blade is that big a deal. I don't know why playing the puck with your feet is that big a deal. I don't know why any of that.
See, that bothered me. That offside call bothered me. And I understand Bruins didn't play well. But, you know, they're not all going to be 3-0, 5-1 games. There are going to be nights where you play terribly and the really good teams still figure out a way to win. And the Bruins should have won that game. That shouldn't have been offsides. That goal should have counted. And I think they would have held it together enough to beat Montreal up in their building.
Well, what sucks about it is this is the fourth time that's happened to them this season.
And that game in Colorado got taken from them, too.
And a lot of these offsides penalties are done well. Last night, not as much so. But, I mean, the other ones,
Colorado was a couple minutes afterwards.
Which is ridiculous. Yeah. And that's something that I don't even think should be part of the game.
I don't know. When I'm watching these games and Rask plays like that, I'm just like, screw you.
No, I know.
I know. I'm just like, good, lose. What do I care? It's a regular season.
He's been great.
He hasn't been great. But when Rask plays like that, I just am like, screw you. And then I got to go watch the dumb Celtics.
Yeah, that was the revelation of the morning, Rich. He switched over and watched the Celtics.
Well, I mean, he was got to so see angry. Gordon Hayward have the best game of his career.
The fact that Fred watched the Celtic game is stunning.
Do you know how important that's going to be for them to do anything? Yeah, is if Gordon Hayward's healthy and playing at a level like he did last night, he's not going to sustain that. But, I mean, playing at a Utah Jazz level, I mean, that's huge.
On November 5th against Cleveland, I'm not wetting my pants over a performance.
5-1, tied for the best
record. Just like
the
Bruins, you stack up as many wins as you can. It doesn't matter who they're against, you just stack up wins.
All you want to see is improvement. Like, that's the only thing that you can judge by this time of the year. And right now, it looks like Kemba is starting to fit in. I mean, Hayward is the proof's in the pudding.
Right.
And we all know about Tatum. Solid.
Well, Tatum's, you know, all-star this year.
Yeah, right. Tatum and Williams. Going to be huge.
Williams is...
No, Williams. I know more about Williams than both of you.
Not this year.
Yeah, I certainly do.
How much have you watched of him this year?
I don't. It doesn't matter.
It does. If you say you
know Williams, I watched Williams during his college career.
It doesn't matter. He's not good this year.
He is not good this year.
That is wrong. He is every time he's been in the game.
He is a rotational player that will be the 10th guy off the bench until he's not in the league anymore.
He's definitely a rotational player. He's not a starter.
He will play in the Middle East. That I guarantee you.
Okay.
All right. He will end up playing
in
the Middle
East. He's going to wind up in Turkey somewhere?
But yes. you saying he hasn't been good this year is just wrong.
What has he done that's been so good?
Every time he's been in there and the minutes he's been given, he's delivered. He's done everything that's been asked of him and more. He's been, to be quite honest, for a rookie, he's done surprisingly well.
Well, I'll tell you this, is that he's no NBA player.
That's where you're wrong. I think he is an NBA player.
All right. Well,
I don't know if he's going to be.
I think he's a rotational player. Is he a superstar? No.
That's off the table.
I don't know if he's going to be great or not. All I know is that this year he's been good.
You know he's not going to be great. And he's been good in what fashion? He's barely played.
Yes. And when he's been in, he's done what's been asked.
That's ridiculous.
Dude, they got a ton of like stars on this team. A bunch of people who are going to be
fine. He's not good. He's not going to be a good pro. He was a very good player at Tennessee. That was a team that was the sum of its parts. It wasn't. Listen, the kid from Indiana, when he comes, I believe Langford's going to be a very good pro.
But to say he hasn't been good this year is wrong.
It's six of one, half dozen of the other. He's barely played.
Semantics, I think, is the problem here. I mean, for
it's semantics.
Fred, you have him as a first round pick, and for a first round pick, he should be an impact player immediately.
No, I don't. No. I'm more. He's a Fab Melo pick. I understand
really?
That.
Really?
No.
I disagree with that.
He was taken around when Fab Melo was taken.
I understand.
I am not under the impression that he was 22, that he was going to be a superstar. I am reacting to the way that people were treating it during the preseason.
I don't think anybody thought Grant Williams was going to be a superstar.
All right, then not a superstar that people thought that he was going to be a good NBA player, he will not at all. And I've seen him play more than all you guys. And don't give me his stupid five games in the NBA where he's barely played. No way. He was a very good college basketball player. He is completely undersized for what they want him to do. He's slow, and he is he won't fit into the NBA.
He plays Dungeons and Dragons, Fred.
I didn't say he wasn't super cool.
Yeah.
But the Tatum thing, I'm kind of joking about at this point, but I am.
You're dying on this hill.
But again, it's not like anyone, it's not like I'm like, oh, the 22 pick in the 22nd pick in the draft.
Fair enough. I thought that's what your thought process was.
I'm not saying that he's supposed to be any good. Okay. I'm saying that the bill of goods that we were given during the preseason is ludicrous.
I don't think anybody blew this guy up. Gorman blew him up.
Everyone was blowing him up. I was reading
Gorman
all over
said
the
that
place.
He wouldn't trade Avery Bradley for anyone but LeBron James.
He did say he liked Grant Williams last time we had him on.
Yes.
No, but I've heard that a lot. I've heard that Grant Williams and his basketball IQ and this and that.
Once they move him out of the backup center position and he starts playing a different spot, once everyone gets healthy, once Cantor gets back, I think Grant Williams won't have to play
center. Cantor, another thing that you don't know about, even though you're Jewish.
Okay. I didn't expect him to go in that direction, but all right. Once again, you are correct,
sir. That's the second.
That's good. Nice work.
The second Jewish phrase that you've uttered that you have no knowledge of.
I said Shabbat before you came back in, Rich.
Yeah. All right. Caller number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to see Nick Kroll and his middle-aged boy tour this Friday night at the Chevalier Theater in Medford. Which I didn't know. Limited tickets are still available at thechevaliertheater.com. When we come back, it is Brookline 911, where we take real calls to 911 in Brookline, Massachusetts, that are of public record, and we will have those for you.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestfood.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.